Long, long ago, there was a powerful country.
Its name was Babylon.
It was also a very, very big country.
It stretched from India to Africa.
One day, this country got a new king.
His name was Darius.
He was a very smart king.
He appointed 120 people to help him rule the country.
Over these 120 rulers were a few officers.
Among these top officers was Daniel.
Everyone knew Daniel for his wisdom, hard work, and honesty.
So the king planned to make him the number two in the country.
This news made all the officers deeply unhappy.
And very angry.
They had one common wish.
Which was?
Get Daniel out.
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 Out, out of our way.
They must tell the king bad things about Daniel.
They thought and thought.
They went over aspect after aspect.
But they could find no bad thing in Daniel.
Not one bad thing in his life or work?
Absolutely nothing.
Daniel makes us all look bad.
If you don't get him out, we will soon be sorry.
But he is just so perfect.
Yes, he makes no mistake in anything.
His service to the king and country is excellent.
The king would not throw him out for nothing.
Of course not.
It seems we will not find one mistake to report to the king.
Unless?
Unless what?
Unless it's something to do with his God.
Ah, of course.
We can make praying illegal.
I get it. Illegal to pray to Daniel's God.
Even better, to any God except the king.
Perfect.
We got it.
O King, live forever.
Rise and speak.
Your Majesty, all your top officers feel that you should make a new law.
About what?
About praying, Your Majesty.
For the next 30 days, everyone should pray only to you, our King.
Anyone who breaks this law shall be thrown into the den of lions.
Now, O King, please, make this law.
Everyone should pray only to me for the next 30 days. Sounds good.
The king's officers saw their chance and they quickly took it.
Put it in writing, O king.
This country had a very interesting tradition.
Once the king signs a law, it can never be changed or cancelled.
When Daniel heard about the king's new law, he went home.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Armin. How was your day?
Pretty good, sir. Thank you. And how was yours?
Great. Just great.
Then Daniel opened the windows towards Jerusalem, as he had always done.
Then he got down on his knees and prayed to God.
He gave thanks to God for his love and care.
The new law did not make Daniel change his habit of praying.
He still prayed to God 3 times a day.
Through the open window, the officers saw Daniel praying.
The officers rushed to get help.
Then the officers returned with soldiers.
Again, they found Daniel praying to his God.
Open up!
Quickly!
Now, or we break the door.
Sirs, please wait here. I'll call my master.
Wait? We can't wait.
What are you doing?
Soldiers, take him!
You know the new law, don't you?
Soon there'll be no more Daniel.
Ha 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 ha.
Sir, your God will take care of you.
O King, live forever.
Your Majesty, Did you not make a new law yesterday?
I signed a few laws yesterday.
We mean the one about praying, Your Majesty.
That for these 30 days, everyone in the country should pray only to you.
And anyone who prays to any other god or man will be thrown into the lion's den.
Oh, that one. Yes, I did.
Daniel doesn't care for you, O King, or for your law.
Guards, bring him in.
He still prays 3 times a day to his god.
The king realized that the officers had tricked him.
Your Majesty, remember that in our country, a law made by the king can never be changed.
Of course, I know that.
The king had to give the order.
May your God, whom you always serve, be with you.
The soldiers led Daniel to the lion's den.
To the lion's den! Hooray!
They opened the gate and threw him in.
A stone was put over the mouth of the lion's den.
The king sealed it with his own ring.
Then the officers sealed it with theirs.
Even if Daniel escaped the lions,
there's no way he can come out.
Then the officers went to their homes happy.
The king returned to his palace.
But he was very sad because Daniel was his most trusted officer.
Most of all, he knew he had sent a good man to his death.
That night, the king could not work.
He also could not eat.
In fact, he did not even want to see food.
And neither could he sleep.
Early in the morning, the king got up and was about to leave the palace.
Your Majesty, where are you going so early in the morning?
To the lion's den.
But Your Majesty, you can't go without armed guards.
Come along then.
Daniel, did your God, whom you always serve, protect you from the lions?
Yes, O King. My God sent his angel, and he closed the mouths of the lions. They had not hurt me.
Wonderful! Wonderful! Quick, break the seals. Open it up and pull Daniel out.
There was nothing wrong on Daniel's body.
Not even a scratch.
Because he trusted in the God of heaven.
One more thing, O King.
Yes, Daniel. What is it?
I have never done any wrong before you or behind your back.
I know. Guards, take those men and throw them into the lion's den.
No, Your Majesty, don't do this.
This is not fair.
King, you are wrong.
Your Majesty, have mercy. The jealous officers were killed by the hungry lions.
Then King Darius wrote to all the peoples in the country.
I now make a new law. All the people of this land must respect the God of Daniel. He is the living God and he lives forever. He does wonderful things in heaven and on earth. He saved Daniel from the power of the lions.
So Daniel served as number 2 in the country under King Darius.
And he continued to do great things under the next king, Cyrus.